자.
Welcome, everybody. You can probably guess who's here tonight. Wow. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show with Arsenio Hall. Look at you, man.
You know, 20 years later, the length of that O is annoying. I remember then I used to be like, boy, he got a great respiratory. He's something else. And right now I'm like, hey, well, somebody should shoot that brother.
We're going to give you a snow report here in a second with Channel 9, but there's snow everywhere. There was snow in Malibu. I think Lake Elsinore got snow. Lake Elsinore.
Wow.
That's, you know, southeast of here. They got snow down there.
How do you pronounce C-A-J-O-N?
I think it's Cajon Pass.
Oh, yeah, Cajon Pass. They got snow.
Yeah, that's closed. You can't get to Vegas right now where it's snowing in Vegas. I think the 15 is closed. We'll check on that.
I'm not sure who's going to Vegas, though. The economy is so bad, I hear they're getting killed. Like, strippers will come to you free now and give you a sample strip.
Wow, is that right?
Oh, yeah.
God almighty.
They do that for you anyway, because you are Tim Conway.
Thank you very much. But the 101 is really the only way to get around all this crap right now, because you got, you know, I think the 14 is still closed. We'll check on that for you. And the 5, the Grapevine, that's screwed as well.
Oh, here comes Randy. He's sliding in like Kramer. What does that mean?
Yeah. All right, let's tune into Channel 9 real quick, KCAL, and give you a quick update.
Who is she?
Jackie Johnson, man.
The good news is, however, after midnight tonight, things will start to slow down. We are going to see improving conditions very quickly by tomorrow. But the snow and the rain continues to come down at this hour. There's a number of watches and warnings that I have to get to. But first off, I want to show you where the heavy rain is anywhere from Lake Elsinore to Temecula to Hemet. You can expect some heavy downpours. Overall, that cell is improving, but we're still talking about pockets of heavy rain, and that's why flash flood watches are in effect. We're also talking about heavy snow totals, almost 8 inches of snow there in Big Bear City.
Wow.
Not only that, but cold and windy on top of it all. Santa Clarita down into the 30s. Wind sustained about 13 to 15 miles an hour there. Malibu wind sustained at 19 miles an hour. Temperatures into the 40s there. Mountains around Malibu, snow levels dipping down to about 1,100 feet today.
Jesus.
So that just shows you how low those snow levels got today, and they will be low again tonight. I'm going to get out of the way so you can see the details here on the winter storm warning until midnight tonight.
All right. Anytime they go to a visual, it's tough for radio. But anyway, it's snowing all over the place. The 5 was closed today for a period of time. I think it still is closed. The 14, the Cajon Pass, which is the 15 to get up to Vegas. So you can't really get anywhere.
Yeah, I'm thinking Jackie Johnson has to have her bras made.
You think so?
I don't think you just walk in and buy one of those.
Wow.
That's one of them really special over-the-shoulder boulder holders, you know? Oh, I'm sorry. Are we talking about weather? You talking about weather?
Yeah, exactly. All right. Arsenio Hall is with us today, and he came within 5 inches today of...
I would say 7 inches.
7 inches of falling on dog ass.
Yes, yes. I was looking right in the face.
You hit the ground.
Yeah, you know what happened is I saw some dog poop and I was in mid-step. I took one step to the right of the dog poop, right? And
right.
I'm about to put the weight on that second foot and see it coming down on the dog poop. So I tried to change my trajectory, right? And as a result of that, since the grass was wet with a little ice and dew on, the right foot slipped and I fell. But it proves, and I know you believe this now, there is a God.
Yes.
Because I fell right next to the dog ass. 7 inches. I was looking at it saying, that could have been my back right on the dog ass. Oh, God, there is a God, man.
But now, if you step in dog ass, you throw the shoes away?
You know, there was a time when I'd get the stick.
Yeah, you get the stick.
And then
I'd
take them off and put it, go run in the supermarket and grab, can I have plastic, put them in there and go home barefoot. Now, I don't care if Michael Jordan gave me the shoes, personally. The shoes ain't going home. I'm not cleaning nothing. I ain't cleaning no dog poop with no stick and down in the sink in the basement.
Right. Nah. You get to a point in your life, and it has little to do with money.
No,
it has
no.
a lot to do with your, you know.
You pick your battles.
Well, your overall, what is it called? Your reflexes mm-hmm. and possibly throwing up. Because if you get that dog ass in your car, mm-hmm. that car is now ruined.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
It's over. That's why I don't go to a dog park. When I used to have a dog, I never go to the dog park because that's all it is. The whole thing is dog urine and dog crap.
Now, you used to have a dog?
Yeah, used to have a dog.
How long ago?
Oh, it's a family dog. I think I was maybe in high school. Mm-hmm. We had a dog.
What was your dog's name?
Morgan.
Morgan.
Yeah, he's a sweet dog, man. Love that goddamn dog.
I don't care how many times you ask that question, you always get a good answer. What is your dog's name?
Yeah.
Morgan.
Morgan.
Now where did that come from?
it's an Irish name that my mother wanted to name her seventh child, but she stopped at six. So, Morgan. Yeah, so, it's a cool dog's name.
Oh, Morgan didn't quite get used.
Nah, that was a great dog, man. That was the dog that we had the first time I ever smoked weed and got high.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And that, I got up, I was up in the, I smoked like, you know, a tie stick. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
A tie stick, a dime bag or a lid. And I smoked the entire thing myself, and I didn't get high at all. And I thought, well, this, you know, everybody else seems to be laughing and enjoying themselves. Mm-hmm. And I just seem to be, you know, I wasn't even dizzy. I
mean, wait, you're not the guy who smokes and blows smoke in Morgan's face, right?
Nah, I didn't do that to Morgan. Nah, that poor dog had enough problems. He didn't need to be high. But, so I now go to bed after I smoked. I was in the top bunk. Even in, like, junior high and high school,
mm-hmm.
we had bunk beds.
Okay.
And I was in the top bunk. And my brother was sleeping on the bottom bunk. And he says, I sneak into bed. It's well after midnight. And he says, hey, Tim. I'm like, what? He goes, Tim. I said, what the hell do you want? Just leave me alone. He goes, Tim. So I turn on the right. I go, what do you want? I lean down there, and it's my dog. It's Morgan, mm-hmm. just, you know, like, hitting his lips with his tongue. I thought he was calling my name. And I thought, I swear to God, I thought he was going, Tim.
And where did you buy this weed? Damn. Look who has a buzz now.
So, that was a great dog. But I read something today on the internet that 60% of people... Mm-hmm. That's a big, you know, that's more than voted for any president the last, like, 20 years.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
or 30 years. But you can't get 60% of the people in this country to agree on anything.
Yeah.
But 60% of the
people. I'm waiting on the rest of this with bated breath. 60% of anybody did what?
Yeah. They think they can tell what their dog or cat is saying by the barking or the meows.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
No, why?
Well, you know, I had a great dog, and attitudinally, there were times when I felt I could understand the difference in, you know, and, you know. And
right, I understand the different pitches, but I never understood. The only thing I do understand mm-hmm. is we have two cats mm-hmm. in the San Fernando Valley there. And wherever I am in the house, if I sneeze, one of the cats comes running in and stands next to me and meows. And no, it doesn't matter how many times I do it. If I sneeze, that cat comes running and stands next to me and meows. I don't know what that means.
That means he's ready for Letterman. That's what I'm thinking. You know, I used to think I knew what my dog was saying, and this is kind of a sad story, so don't prepare to laugh. But I always felt, my dog is the smartest dog in the world, and I understand everything he's saying. But in all honesty, when my dog got sick and died, I didn't know that he was that sick. And if I really had the kind of relationship with him that I thought I did, he would have been like, can we go to West Hills Clinic for a minute? And I don't mean to laugh.
You feel guilty over it?
Well, yeah. Oh, God. Tim.
Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. And I try to laugh to keep from crying, but still to this day, and he was in the hospital for a while, and obviously if it's his time and God wants him
to go. How old was he?
He was 13 years old.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, an incredible shepherd named Sabat. And we always joke about this because you're the only one that knows the end of this story. It was when I called Eddie and I told Eddie that my dog had died. And this is what I heard. and the phone, click, you know, and it's like, you know, you got to call chicks when your dog dies because your boys will give you a, you know.
Yeah, you're crying over the dog.
Crying.
That's what you get from guys. Wow. You're crying. Why?
But
why?
So clearly I didn't know. I remember my dog sitting in the driveway and it was a little cold and I was like, come inside. And I think he was trying to, he had a fever.
Oh, really?
And I think he was trying to get in that cold. I mean, this is my theory, but yeah, I never got over that, man. Cause no matter how long he's in the hospital and no matter how he dies, cause he later died of complications.
Right. How long was he in the hospital?
He was in the hospital for about 7 days. And the day they told me he was coming home, he died.
Oh, really?
And that was the hard part, to get a call and say, we're going to pick up the dog, and get a call later. That was a reversal of fortune.
You know? Did you have dog insurance, or is that a big bill came to the Hall house?
I don't even have insurance on the house. So I hadn't even thought about dog insurance yet. You know, I hadn't thought about that Al Posurance.
Was it expensive?
The dog? Oh, the insurance?
The hospital?
Yeah.
Those are expensive.
Absolutely.
Man.
And you know what? It's weird because I cremated him. I was going to bury him and me and my son were going to do a little funeral. And then they were telling me you really shouldn't bury a dog because coyotes will dig it up. So you're better off.
Is that right?
Yeah. So all that's expensive. The cremation and everything is very costly.
Yeah. And you don't want to, when the kid's around you, you want to go top shelf. You don't want to start bargaining with the guy.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. You don't want to do the
kid's light. Already devastated. And you're like, well, how much for a semi-cremation?
Suppose we burn the tail, you know. But and like I said, once again, I laugh to keep from crying. I don't want to make dog owners unhappy. But that was my best friend, you know, and that was the only dog my son knew. I mean, from the time he was born, he knew that dog.
Is that right?
And he has bunk beds, too. But he's the only child, and the dog slept in the other bunk.
Oh, that's terrible. That's really sad.
Yeah.
I know, because I understand. I used to not be able to understand people who are into dogs as much as they're into their kids.
Ooh.
But then after having a kid, I sort of understood it a little more, you know? I really do.
Do you?
Yeah, really. I understand a little more than I did before. Like Brian Whitman had three or four dogs, man, and those dogs are his life. And he, you know, lived and died by them getting sick or them not, you know, doing well or, you know, running away from the house. You know, all kinds of crap can happen.
Don't date a chick with one of those dogs, those little dogs.
Oh, yeah. Those dogs hate you.
I used to date a fine girl and she used to come to the Ivy and you hear movement. And she'd have her dog in this little Vuitton bag
under the
table, and no one would know it's a dog
Jesus
in there.
Christ.
And I'm like, yo, for dinner, you can't leave that little piece of ass at home? You know, I mean, for dinner at the Ivy, you got a Vuitton bag with a horseshoe-shaped zipper on the front
right.
and a dog in it. It's like, it was crazy. I hate chicks who have those little dogs that have been with them in lieu of a relationship. Yes,
right.
Jesse, exactly.
Yeah, exactly right.
In lieu of relationships, a lot of these chicks have these dogs.
All right, 60% of you out of there. That's 6 in 10, 3 out of 5. Here's the math for you. Think that you can tell what your dog is saying to you. Are you one of those people? Here are the phone numbers. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, we got some audio on this. I guess some people...
it's probably an ex-girlfriend talking.
people talking their dogs, or at least thinking what they know what their dogs is saying. Here we go.
The barking. The meowing. Can people really communicate with their furry friends?
Yeah. I mean, they know. I think they know when I'm mad or when I'm not, you know. And they're
Yeah, well, they know when you're mad because you kicked them. But how do they know when... How do you know when they're mad? I guess they bite you.
I guess.
A recent AP PetSide.com poll says over 60% of pet owners claim they can actually understand the meaning of all those purrs and whoops. And the lines of communication go both ways.
just one sharp bark, like, pay attention, I'm desperate here, and that's it. It's just one bark.
So you do have a communication.
I guess we do.
Yeah, the only thing I understand is when, you know, the animal wants food. They sit near their bowl and they bark or meow.
Or if they need to go outside.
Yeah, they scratch at the door.
I actually made love to a woman while a dog
watched. Thank God you said a woman.
I did put a strange pause in there, didn't I? Maybe I changed the story, Tim. I made love to a woman while a dog watched, and it was the first time we'd been together.
Oh, really?
But I wanted it so bad, I wasn't even going to question the setting. But the dog laid on this big, giant, circular pillow.
Big dog?
Oh, yeah, big chocolate lab. Wow. Kind of looked at me like, can I get in this? You know, come on.
And I know you. How old were you at the time?
This was not too long ago. You know this girl.
Oh, okay. All right. So, and I know you. You're a marathon guy. So you, so that dog was sitting there staring for a while.
I hate to brag, you know, but you know, I get mine on.
You're like a 4.5 hour guy, right?
I'm Charlton Heston in the bit. You know, I'm the marathon man.
This guy really goes for it, man. He's really into giving chicks the pleasure. It's weird.
It's you know, hey, that's just me.
I know. You know, I know. That's just was it weird that the dog was checking you out?
Yeah, it was very weird because sex can sometimes look violent to people who don't understand.
Oh, right, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Every kid has wandered into the bedroom while mom and dad are making love, and it can look like a fight if you're young. And I was thinking, I hope this lab don't think when I grab her hair, I'm mad.
Right.
Because I was very happy.
Yeah. No, he's got to wait. He's got to wait until a couple of years into the relationship where you grab her hair in the kitchen. Then it's time to
and the dog looks at you like, he's making love again. Grabbing her hair by the dishwasher.
Right. Here we go. More of these people don't understand what their dogs and cats are saying.
Look at him. Look how pretty he is.
From commands to playing games. It seems Felix and Fido have a connection with their owners.
How dull is this woman giving this report?
Wow.
I mean, she's on the internet. You know, the internet's like the new medium. Yeah, you get a personality. You throw your personality out there. Yeah, the dog's talking to this guy. But she's reading it as if she's doing NPR in Nebraska.
It seems Felix and Fido have a connection with their owners.
Yeah, it's a real concept, but I think you're going to find it really follows a relationship with, you know, each individual pet and their individual, you know, their family.
The poll shows more than half of dog owners claim they understand what man's best friend is saying, compared to 25% of cat owners who say they are fluent in the cat's meow.
Oh, please. He knows what the cat's saying.
Jesus Christ.
I kind of want to punch a person in the face that names a dog Fido. You know, Fido, come on!
Yeah, that's all you could muster up there, huh? Fido. Who does that? You know, anybody who's ever done that?
Not in real life, and I was shocked to hear it on this soundbite.
Fido. All right, Richard on the 10 Freeway. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, pretty good. How you doing?
All right.
Well, I'm not going to try to imitate their barks, but I can tell you that I have a schnauzer that I've had for 3 years and a shih tzu for 1 year. And my schnauzer, I can tell by the bark when my wife is home or my kids are home. When they're hungry, when they want to go outside and pee. No, my schnauzer. My shih tzu's learning. But my schnauzer, I've had him a little bit longer. And he does a different bark depending on who gets home, whether it's myself, my wife, or my kids. And same when he's hungry, when he's cold, or wants to go outside. It's a different bark, and it's the same unique bark he does every single time. He wants something different. You know what I mean?
You mean the shih tzu?
No. My older dog, my schnauzer. My shih tzu doesn't do that, but my schnauzer will give me a different bark when my wife is home opposed to when my kids are home.
Yeah, I'm getting a text from Jack Silver. God, let me read.
Hold damn on.
It says,
there's a T in schnauzer. Is there? I don't know. Schnauzer. All right, but dude, so you know exactly what that schnauzer is saying, huh?
Well, certain things. I know when my wife's home, when my kids are home. I know when he's hungry or he wants to go outside and, you know, do his thing. It's a different bark for each different thing he wants to do. And it's the same bark every single time that he wants to do that. So every time my wife gets home, he has a certain bark. Sure enough, I open the door, it's the wife or the kids. You know what I mean?
That's pretty cool,
dude. It's amazing, but I guess
Maybe one of his barks is stop calling me a schnauzer.
Maybe that's what he's telling me, probably. All right, thanks, man.
He's such a crazy old honky.
Honky. Jesus Christ, man.
Hey, okay, this text
Nobody's
from Jack
ever,
Silver.
Corrected that, huh?
Jack Silver, the text, it says, don't let anyone say Shih Tzu $100,000 fine.
God damn it.
All right. Can you understand what your dog or cat is saying to you? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710.
Now, honky is funny. Honky.
Gina Grad said she could understand her cat or a dog. What do you got, a cat or a dog? Who under...
Gina can't understand you.
Yeah, you can barely understand me, huh?
I understand the little street cat that I feed.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my little girl, my little street cat.
What does he do or she do?
She makes different noises if she wants food or if she just wants to be petted and hang out.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Do you want me to?
Yeah. What's the food call?
Okay, this is the food one.
Right.
Meow. Meow. That's the food one.
Right.
And this is when she just wants to chill.
That's cool.
You let somebody say Shih Tzu, but I can't say.
In that context, you can't.
What? The cat.
can't. it's very close to the edge here. I'm just trying to get into the holidays.
Okay. God. And I'd like to do some shows in January, so keep me straight.
All right, excellent. All right, can you understand what that friggin' dog the cat is saying? Let's talk to a John in Ventura. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. Hey. Oh, there he goes. How about another John in Redondo Beach? You're on the air.
Hey, guys. I heard Arsenio's voice, and I was reminded that it was Wednesday. I'm calling mostly to say, Arsenio, it is great to hear you, and you're a fabulous guy, and I'm really happy that you're back on the airwaves, whichever waves they are.
Thanks, dude.
And I heard you guys talking about dogs, and so I asked your call screener about that, and she said, yeah, we had a dog that just passed away on Friday night. She was the family dog, been with us for about, I think, 12 years.
Oh.
And one of the things that my wife was fond of, she had many different noises, but one of the things that my wife was fond of was that this dog used to make a noise that sounded just like she was saying with her growling, I hate Boomer. And Boomer is one of the dogs, one of our other three dogs, that had come into the household about 2-3 years ago, that had really kind of pushed Duchess over to the side. And so when she would say this one thing, my wife would say, see, he comes down the stairs, and she says, I hate Boomer. But I think what you're all talking about is that the animals, we've got now three dogs and we have four cats, and all of the animals do seem to have a song or a rhythm to their noises.
Right. Where do you live, by the way?
Particular things.
With Gina?
I live in Redondo Beach, where, by the way, they don't allow all these animals.
Yeah, I understand. Don't you have to have a permit after so many animals?
Each of the dogs needs their own tag. And I believe that it's a three-animal limit per home.
Right.
But we have adopted them all, and my wife and son had been volunteers at a shelter for several years. And
I don't ever hear anybody going to jail because they have too many dogs, unless you have, like a cat lady's got, 300 cats.
Yeah, I think if you inconvenience your neighbors, and we are surrounded by neighbors with dogs and cats, so it doesn't seem to be an issue, and we've always had many animals ourselves, although never, ducks and, we had a few rabbits, but never anything exotic. But I think they all seem to have their own song for particular things. There's a cat who's an inside-outside cat. She's got a particular song when she's locked out of the room and she knows that you're feeding the cats that are in the room behind the door. She's got a particular song when she's on the balcony and the door's closed and she knows she wants to get in. And on and on. And I think that's the way they understand us, too. We might say a phrase that we think they understand, but really it's the music of the way we say that phrase that makes them think, oh, yeah, you're going for a walk and you're going to be walking walking over there to the other side of the room to get my leash. And so all of a sudden, they're standing there waiting for you to get the leash.
It does make it interesting and more fun to have pets if that is the case.
Yeah.
I never understood a thing my dog was saying. Morgan never understood, you know, what he was talking about or... Yeah, you know, I maybe just to spend enough time with him. I don't know.
He kind of had to scratch on the door for you to say, I think he wants to go out.
That's exactly right. Yeah, it's like our cats now. If they scratch on the door, they want to go out. If they scratch on the other side of the door, they want to come in. If they meow near the food, they want food. And that's it.
Hey, your
it's
daughter.
Like, you know, I sit around and they don't know what the NFL is. They don't know what the WNBA is. They don't know any of that crap.
Your daughter should be at that age where she starts to ask for a puppy.
Oh, yeah. She already started. Oh, my
Jesus
wife does,
Christ.
Too.
So if I get her a puppy, I will probably be hated in the studio.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You didn't think long on that.
Yeah, my wife has been after me for about 5 years to get a dog.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep saying no. And the only reason is I know that if we get a dog, I will be cleaning up the dog crap in the backyard. And I want to do that.
Yeah.
Because I did a little... test with two goldfish recently.
Uh-oh.
And
are
brought
they
two
alive?
Goldfish in the house. No, they're both dead. But I brought them into the house and said, how quickly will I have to start taking over the goldfish bowl?
Mm-hmm.
And it was a day later when I had to take over. Cleaning it out, cleaning the rocks, you know,
putting the
food back in. They both died. And the bowl went in the trash, the food went in the trash, the rocks went in the trash, and it's over.
Now what do you do when the fish dies? Because I went through that, and it's really traumatic at the house.
Well, I was telling my friend this tonight, because he had just bought a couple of goldfish for his 3-year-old daughter. I had one in the net that was dead, and I'm walking from the kitchen to the bathroom to put it in the toilet, and, you know, so long.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughter all of a sudden pops out of nowhere, and she's there with me. I got the fish in the net.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, what are you doing?
It's like a scene from Kramer versus Kramer.
Right. And I said, I'm walking the fish. You know, fish need to take a walk like everybody.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's what she said. She goes, okay, Daddy. So I walk around the house for a while and then into the toilet, flush it, and then, you know, and she didn't miss it at all. And then the next fish, we had two of them.
Mm-hmm.
The next one died like 2 days later. And I again, you know, in the old toilet. I guess that's what you're supposed to do. I don't know whether you're supposed to, you know.
Horrible disposal, timing to bump into her in the hallway while you're with the net and the leash.
But I said, no, this one just wants to go back to the pet store to see his friends. He misses his mommy.
You know,
she's cool, though.
We went through a lot with the dog dying, but to this day, my son has still not asked about the fish.
Oh, really?
Has not, you know, I got him Halo for Xbox system, and he has not asked about that damn fish. It was like, he looked in that direction, he said, hey, Dad, and I said, I got you Halo. And he looked at me, and he's never looked over there again.
I got you Halo. Hey, does he miss the dog, though?
Oh, yeah.
Still, huh?
Yeah. As a matter of fact...
How long has the dog been gone?
The dog died when he was maybe 6 years old. He 4 years, and I remember... picking him up from school and taking him to the closest place we could sit and talk, you know, because I was messed up, man. He says, Dad, your allergies bothering you? And I said, kind of, you know, I just wanted to get someplace where we could sit and talk away from the school. And we sat on a bench at the chart house on PCH looking out towards that island.
Catalina,
right. Yeah. And we're looking, and I said, Sabat's gone to heaven. And he turned to me, and it was a crazy moment, man, because he started crying. I'm almost crying telling you the story, because he looked at me and he said, Dad, he's the best dog in the world. Best dog in the world. And we just sat there, and we didn't talk much about it anymore. We just sat there.
Yeah, that's tough, though, when you got to tell the kids. I remember when my dad had to tell us Dolly. We had a standard poodle that was a great dog. But that dog ran out in the street, got hit by a car. And my dad rushed it to an emergency room over on Sepulveda and Burbank.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when Burbank had just opened. And he had 6 kids in the car, and we were doing about 110 miles an hour in Burbank. And I remember saying to my dad at that point, I'm like, hey, Dad, we got a lot of kids in the car, no seatbelts.
Yeah.
We're going 110 for a dog that probably ain't going to make it anyway. Let's slow up just a tad here.
Hey, you know what the huge mistake was? To this day, when I say... let's go to the Chart House. He's like, oh, no. He hates the Chart House. And so do I, but for different reasons.
You should have done it at Disneyland. Save yourself some money.
See, that's why.
Hey, you want to go to Disneyland?
I need these Wednesdays in my life so bad because you give me the information that I desire to survive.
You should have done it on the Matterhorn.
Gee, that's such a smart idea. You know, let's go to Chuck E. Cheese. I got something to tell you. That booger base of disease. I hate Chuck E. Cheese. Every time I go past Chuck E. Cheese, I start coughing and I get like a running little stream of pus from my penis. It is the worst place in the world to take kids. I hate Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, it is. It's tough to keep a place filled with kids clean.
Yes.
You know?
And it looks clean.
And dirty kids, too.
Oh, yeah.
Filthy effing kids.
Yeah.
Some parents don't clean their kids.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And those kids are usually at Topanga Plaza in that play area. On the opposite, near a Target.
Oh, that one.
Near the carousel.
Fallbrook. No.
No, near carousel. You know, there's that play area right near the cookie store and
Mall. It smells good from the cookies. The Toll House. That's the Toll House place.
Yeah, that's why they got surrounded by cookie and fast food places to take the stink off those dirty kids that are living there.
Smell Bebe's kids' ass all the way over to the Toll House area.
All right, we got to take a small break here. Arsenio Hall is with us, everybody. Can you understand your pet? According to an internet website, 60% of you can understand what those pets are saying.
And the last caller.
Yeah. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Arsenio Hall's with us. And we're live right here on 97.1 FM Talk. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Arsenio Hall is with us.
I'm your dog.
Yes!
The answer to the question, who's your dog? I'm your dog. Hey, man.
We finally got an answer to that.
Yeah. What's the preacher's name? Pastor Warren? Pastor Rick Warren?
Rick Warren, yeah, down in Orange County.
Yeah, I hear Obama is reaching out to him.
Is that right?
And isn't that guy anti-gay marriage and all that kind of...
Oh, he's probably, yeah.
And I would think Obama has a lot of gay constituents that are upset about... I would think.
I think Obama is anti-gay marriage, though. At least that's what he said.
Yeah, so many gay people supported him. This must be a really tricky balance.
Yeah, it's got to be. And, you know, I mean, if the vote... It lost by 600,000 votes, ultimately.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if they put it on the ballot again, it might actually pass, you know, because I think a lot of people realized and they woke up the next day is like, wow, I feel so sort of like dirty taking away the right of those cats to get married.
And my favorite Mexican restaurant is struggling.
Yeah, El Coyote.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're still boycotting.
That's what people are really upset about. I want the vote to happen again so I can get some chips and salsa in peace.
I boycott that restaurant just because the food stinks.
I'm sorry.
I'm just kidding. Of course I'm kidding. I love that place.
It's a great place.
But the drinks are cheap. The drinks are good. Food?
Mm-hmm. And what would Morgan say about that food if you brought him leftovers? And would you understand it?
I don't know. I understand the gays going nuts over this gay, you know, marriage thing.
You know what Obama should do is invite Pastor Rick Warren and the Reverend Jeremiah Wright, because the Reverend Jeremiah Wright is gay.
No. Is he gay? I don't know.
That's allegedly.
Is that right?
On the Black Hotline, it says that Jeremiah Wright is gay, and his big problem is he really, really, really supported Obama.
Oh, man.
From behind.
Fantastic.
Don't fall.
Yeah, there are some gay guys who you'd never suspect were gay.
I'm sorry. I got something caught between my cheek and gum.
And then there's some gay guys that are super, super gay, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I mean, even the way they walk, you go, oh, that guy's gay. That guy's walking gay.
Damon Wayans used to do the bit about guys who are really gay walk and they point their genitals in the direction they're walking, and he does. It's hard to do this on the radio, but he does this walk. It's hilarious. Oh, get some old Damon Wayans. You'll find it.
All right. Is it possible that you can understand what your pet's saying? Is that right, Christina? In Camarillo, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, guys. Good. How are you? Hey. So I decided to get my kids a fish instead of a dog, too, and try it out.
Right.
And both of the fish had, one of the fish totally died, and the other one was just, like, flopping at the top of the water, you know, barely breathing. And I walked out of the room, and I was thinking, gosh, what am I going to say to my three-year-old? She was so upset and crying and just so upset. And I leave the room, and I just listen, and I hear her giggling and saying, ew, ew, and my son was talking to her, and I come out in the kitchen. He had pulled them out of the fishbowl and got a knife and cut them open, and I said, what are you doing? And he said, well, she wanted to know what happened, so I wanted to show her what happened. He had totally cut the fish heads off of the fish.
Oh, man.
You know what? That fish, if it could communicate, it would have said, are you freaking kidding me right now?
Are you effing
or something like loved you in college with USC.
Hey, is your husband in prison?
Mine?
Yeah.
No. Okay. Actually, my son's really sweet, and it was so funny, though. It wasn't funny at the time, but it's one of those things you look back on, and you just laugh your tail off.
That's what I want to warn you that in the future you might have a serial killer on your hands.
Possible.
You gotta watch out. You gotta sleep with that light on, man.
Did I miss something? Is she married to OJ? Who is this? I heard prison cutting heads off.
All right, Christine. Thanks for calling for that upbeat holiday story. That's awesome.
Cutting heads off. Are you listening?
Craig in Cypress. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Hey, I actually own a pet store. And fish can't swim around in their own poop and expect to live. Right. You got to put a filter on those things.
Even goldfish in a fish bowl?
Yeah, the only one that can do it is a betta. They got the ability to breathe air.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. So get a filter on those things. And why do they sell them without filters?
Everybody's got to make a nickel.
All right, Babu. Thanks for calling us.
He said nickel, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But he calls us to make us feel bad about, hey, you know, you're a-hole. You got to get a filter on that thing. Like, well, how come you sell them without them? He says, I got to make a buck.
Yeah. I can imagine if I was in a house full of poop, I would die.
Especially if it's floating around the air.
Oh, yeah.
You have to avoid them every time you go to turn the TV on. There's three or four you got to avoid.
That's how we have to explain this situation to our kids.
Yeah.
You know, just imagine walking around and like jets and automobiles, poops flying.
Yeah, all over the house.
Yeah.
I hit you in the side of the head.
Yeah. I need to clean this up.
Yeah. That's a great way to explain it to kids. Let's talk to another Christine in North Hollywood. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
All right.
My dog's name is Muffy, and she's 10 years old, and I swear, I understand everything about the dog, the way that she barks. Like, she has all these little facial expressions. She's a toy rat terrier, and sometimes she, like, hops up and down and, like, barks, and I know that she's excited. She does that especially when she wants to eat, and I don't know. I think that I'm really intuitive, and I can pretty much understand, like, it translates from...
Are you a single woman?
No, I'm not. I live with my boyfriend.
Oh, okay. And do you understand more about the dog or the boyfriend?
The dog, probably.
Wow.
Jesus Christ.
And I love her a lot more.
See?
So, if you had to choose, obviously you're choosing the dog.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm. Can we talk to the guy? Is he around?
Yes.
How's that?
Hang on.
Has the guy ever put peanut butter all over your body?
No.
Oh, okay.
They want to talk to you.
Have you put it all over the dog?
I said I love Muffy more. Hang on.
Hello?
Hey, we're on FM Talk. Can we put you on the air?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, cool. So this your chick, Christine, just laid it on us that she's more into the dog than to you, and to you?
Oh, of course, and I feel the same way sometimes.
Did she? Obviously, she had the dog before she met you.
Oh, yeah. couple years.
And how old are you?
Oh, how old am I? I'm 32.
32. How old is she?
She's 30.
And if she said to you, or if you said to her, it's either me or the dog, she's going to take the dog without question.
Oh, that would be the same for me, too.
Wow.
You got to understand, this dog has a little personality that's so intoxicating, you know, you just can't get over it.
That's pretty cool. That might be a great way to get out of a relationship, too.
Oh, no. See, that I think that's what held us both in here, too.
Oh, it's like a three-way.
No, not like that.
I know, I'm not saying sexually, but I mean psychologically.
Yeah, psychologically, yeah. You know what? When we fight and stuff like that, I think the dog is the cool common ground, you know?
Right. How long have you been living together?
Oh, we've been living together, what, about 6 years?
And how many fights have you had?
Oh, please.
Today.
If I could brush some toes and some fingers, we might be able to get this.
What is, now, when you fight, is it mostly because you accuse her of loving the dog more than you?
No, never like that.
Oh, okay.
I think we both love the dog a lot.
Has the dog ever watched you all make love?
Huh?
Has the dog ever watched you two make love?
No, the dog has not. The dog dog either goes on the floor or the dog either goes out. Well, she goes on the floor.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Uh-huh. No, you don't understand what he's asking me. Here she goes.
Are you talking to her, the dog or Christine?
Oh.
Uh-oh.
No, but she likes to jump up on the bed after.
Wow.
Because she sleeps on the bed and then she like starts trying to lick the sheets and I got to throw her off.
Oh, Jesus.
Lick the sheets.
Hey, do you guys, you just sit around listen to talk radio instead of watching TV, huh?
Well, actually, I was listening to you guys on my way home from school.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
What are you studying?
Psychology. Oh. I just got an A in my intermediate algebra class. I was so stoked.
Do you think if somebody were to come into you and say one of their problems was they loved their dog more than they loved their husband, could you relate to them?
Oh, absolutely. It's just she was there before he was, and I don't know, just I sleep with her every night.
What if somebody comes into you, and you're a psychiatrist or psychologist?
Comes into me. Okay, I thought you were... Okay.
No.
We should start all over.
Yeah.
Madam, you are f***ing nuts!
Madam, a patient comes in and says, I got a problem, I'm more into my dog than my wife. What do I do?
More into their dog?
I love my dog more than I love my wife. What do we do?
I don't know. Maybe they need to start looking for another spouse.
How about this? After I make love to my spouse, my dog licks the sheets. How would you analyze that family?
Jesus Christ.
I'd say maybe the dog's a little bit too close to them.
All right, Christine, Christ. Thank you for calling and confirms my theory that most psychiatrists and psychologists
are dog owners.
Are crazy.
Wow.
Except Dr. Reef and Dr. Sophie. Those are the only two studs out there. Let's talk to Shelly in Woodland Hills. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey.
Hey, you talk to that dog? That dog talks to you?
We had two Shih Tzus. The T is silent. And one of them...
Time out. I'm Tim.
Wait, a Shih Tzu?
A Shih Tzu. The T is silent. It's not Shih Tzu. It's Shih Tzu.
Oh, I see. Okay.
That's why Jack was texting me.
But everybody's been mispronouncing it for thousands of years?
No, but that's the way you say it. People that really have them know.
Oh, okay. All right.
We had two. One died at 15, and one died at 13 this last year. But our 15-year-old would throw her head back and yell, "Stop it, stop it, stop it," if you rubbed her butt. We had friends who kept telling us we needed to be on Stupid Pet Tricks on Letterman, and we never did it.
Did you film it?
We have some video somewhere. I don't know where it is.
Of the dog doing that?
Yeah. Oh,
is that dog still alive?
No, she passed away this last year.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And Arsenio, yes, I wish you were back on TV. You made late night television entertaining.
Well, I would stay tuned to your television, man, because with all this mix up in late night, I have a feeling that Arsenio's coming back.
And actually, ironically, the prize for your call is Tim and I coming to your home and doing a late night show all next week.
I have a feeling that Arsenio will get ABCs at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, let's piss all the writers off on the planet. You know?
Well, our dog stayed on the bed while we were doing it, too. They watched all the time.
On the bed?
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Well, you know what it was? It was that, it was all like Cleveland barking, you know? They were like, yeah. I think this is our late night guy.
They like to watch.
Jeez, did you enjoy them watching?
I mean, you just sort of, they were always there, so you just didn't pay attention. I know that sounds bizarre, but it's true.
Yeah, I give you credit for revealing that. It does sound a little bizarre, but I give you credit for being open about it.
She likes me. Nothing she says sounds bizarre. I love this lady.
Are you currently married?
Yes.
You are. How long have you been married?
11 years.
You have any kids?
Nope.
Do you want kids?
Yeah, sure.
Because we got a couple here for you. You've just won two kids.
Thank you.
From the San Onofre Orphanage, and they will be delivered to your house before Christmas.
Sweet.
All right, thanks for calling, Shelley.
Thanks a lot.
All right, there she goes, everybody. That sounds like a very honest woman, talking about those dogs sleeping on that bed, sitting on that bed, on the bed while they're banging around.
Well, actually, on the floor, then after, I think she says they come up and they lick the sheets. Or did I get the calls mixed?
Yeah, that's
the other call.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
They run together.
These people, man, with these dogs. Bobby in Redondo Beach. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Tim, what's going on?
Hey, you understand your dog?
Yes, sir. I understand my dog 110%. He can do two things. One, he can sing the music.
What does he sing?
Watch. I'm going to play you a little tune right here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, don't go by my guitar playing. Go by his singing.
Bye. Okay, here we go.
This is cool.
God damn.
Wow.
Did you hear that?
That's pretty cool, dude.
What do you think of that, huh?
It sounds like he's almost singing the lyrics.
Yeah, he's making them up as he goes.
Wow. You got to get on TV.
Hey, second of all is your board, not the girl, but the one who takes the calls.
Right.
Not the girl, the guy.
Yeah, Randy.
Yeah, the one who hung up on people. My dog can also slap him in the face with his paw.
Oh, good. Well, we should have you sitting, he should be sitting in the control booth here.
You should see it happen. He can press buttons. I think it'll work.
Hey, can you come to the Commerce Casino on the 15th of January?
I could be there and right
have,
then.
And have that dog sing to everybody?
You bet. My dog can do it to harmonica, guitar, anything.
Oh, that's cool, dude. Play a little harmonica for that dog. I want to hear that dog sing.
All right.
I think
you got
another
dude.
Thursday night segment, I think.
What do you think of that, huh?
All right, hold on 1 second, all right?
What's Gina saying?
Gina, why are you looking at me like I'm crazy? The guy's going to come in with a dog and sing to everybody.
Because I'm not sure that the reason that the dog is singing, quote unquote, is because he's hurting him.
No, get out of here. He sounds like a dog. A guy loves the dog.
I'm calling animal
wait
control.
A minute. Bob, you've never hit that dog in your life.
Hell no, that dog loves music, man.
Yeah. All right, Gina's so negative in there, man.
I'm coming to pick up that dog.
Hey, I'll give you the address.
Hold on 1 second. Let's have that guy come to the Commerce Casino with that dog.
I would love to go to the Gibson Amphitheater and see that dog and Stevie Wonder work.
It looks like the January 15th has been confirmed for the date of the Commerce. And after the first of the year, you'll be able to sign up on the website. But keep checking the website, 971fmtalk.com. Bookmark it, and then after the first of the year, sign up immediately for that tournament. So bookmark it, 971freefm.com, or 971fmtalk. I'm sorry, 971.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, please, I've only been here for 12 years.
God damn it.
971fmtalk.com. If they wouldn't change the goddamn website and the name of the station every 20 minutes, I could memorize it.
It changes a lot. I mean, I started here a year ago, and they were calling it The Beat.
Yeah. All right, it is Tim Conway Jr. and a little guy I like to call Arsenio Hall, and we're going to be doing the news at 9 o'clock with Gina Grand. What's going on with that news?
Well, Joy Behar and Alec Baldwin might just run away together, and Randy Wang might want to hide his brownies from the local school children. We'll talk about this and more after the break.
Oh, boy. All right, it is Tim Conway Jr. Arsenio Hall is with us, and we're live.
Gina looks good.
On 97.1 Real Radio.
I see you with the control, could you treat you right? Give me just a minute to talk the time tonight. We both are here to have the fun, so let it rip.
across Danny and Frank, Danny Bonaducci, Tom Likas, and more. Get complete shows now at 97.1 FMTalk.com.